We're on Tzadik Vav on the days of Mishnah. Okay, we have today and tomorrow to finish the Perek. The last part is pretty much Agadita, and we'll save that part for tomorrow. And today we'll try to get through the first part of the Gemara, which is not too complicated, a little bit complicated. Okay, the Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shon Neviyom Echad Shebo Al Yivimto Umeis. You have a Ben Teisha Shon Neviyom Echad whose Bia, we learned, has a din of a mimer. There's no more power than a mimer. And he, what's it called, was Bo Al Yivimto, and then he died. The three brothers. Reuven died, and his wife fell to his little brother and his adult brother. The little brother made Bia. So it didn't finish off anything, but it started something. Right? So now Rachel, what's it called, still has the Zika of Reuven, and now the little brother Shimon also added a little bit to that. So now he died, right? And and now she falls to Levi. So this Rachel has the Zika of Reuven still, because it wasn't taken away completely by Shimon the cotton, and she also has a Zika now of Shimon partially. So she's a woman who has two Zikos on her from two different brothers, and even though really it's only the Rabbanan that she has anything to do with Shimon, she was Reuven's full-fledged wife, and Shimon only added a little bit mid Rabbanan. Still, the Rabbanan were gozer, Tanakama holds, that an Isha that has two Zikas on her can't be Misyabim. We'll see in a second why. Moro will explain the reason why. So, Chaletzis v'lo Misyabemis. She needs Chalitza, but she can't have Yibum. Because Yibum will look like you're being Miyabim, a woman that's coming from two different brothers. Nosa Isha Umeis. If this cotton married a woman, and he said a cotton has no din of marriage, they were never misakin marriage, even a drabonan marriage by a cotton. Tosus explains, even so, you can marry off your son when he's a cotton, and even though he's not really married, but it's not znus either. So if there's a reason why to marry him off when he's a cotton, you're allowed to do that, even though there's no marriage. Okay? He's a cotton, so there's no isser either for him. Okay? And it's not a bad chinuch either, because you keep him off the streets, he's at least not znus. Okay? So Nasa Isha Umeis, if he married a woman and then he died, Hari Zeptura. Then there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no Get, there's no nothing. I mean, no Get, obviously he's dead, right? But there's no Yibum or Chalitza to any of the brothers because he never was married to her. No marriage at all. Ben Teisha Shon Neviyom Echad Shebo Al Yivimto. Another case. He's a cotton, right, who's 9 years, otherwise no Bia at all. And he had Bia with the Yavama. And when he grew up, he married another woman. Now his second, he's married to two women. He's not married to two men. He made a mimer, bia, for a cotton. It's like mimer in Rachel. And now he married Leah. So he's married to Leah, and he never finished off the yibum when he was a gadol to Rachel. So she has some relation to him, but not complete. Umeis, and then he died. So now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi, the third brother. Okay? Second brother, doesn't have to be a third brother. Right. What? Right. Okay, because see, there was a virginal brother who died, and he made, he had Bia with Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, who died. And now, what's it called? He's Shimon, and he married, when he was older, Leah. And now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. If he didn't have relations with the first one, with Rachel, from the time that he became an adult, so all he had with her was the bia when he was a cotton, then the first one only has chalitza from Levi, right? He can't be miyabim her, he can only make chalitza. And the second one, who was his full-fledged wife, can either have chalitza or yibum. We're not gozer on the tzara, who's not really a tzara, because he never really was married to Rachel. lady, Shimon was never really married to Rachel. So when Shimon died, it's really only Leah that's falling to Yibum. But it looks like, what's it called, that that Rachel is falling also. Right? And really, they're coming from two different homes. Both Rachel and Leah are falling now to Levi, but Rachel from Reuven and Leah from Shimon. So it's two different Yivamas from two different brothers. So really, both of them should have, be able to have Yibum. But since Shimon has a connection to Rachel, not only Reuven, but Shimon also, right? Even if it's only a rabbinic connection, so that they were gozer, that the you can't be miyabim a woman that has two zikas on her. So Rachel's out of the question of Yibum, but she needs chalitza, because really she's only Reuven's wife, and that Reuven's widow. But Leah, who's the tzara of a woman who has two zikas, but she only has one zika on her for sure, there they weren't gozer, and you could make either Yibum or chalitza in Leah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabim le'eza she'irtza, the chol le'etz l'shniya, right, that you can miyabim anyone you want, either Rachel or Leah. He doesn't hold from this inyan of shnei zikos, right, and therefore he'd argue even on the first case. There's no isser of making yibum with a woman who has shnei zikos. The chol le'etz l'shniya, but he has to give chalitza to the second one, because the second one looks like she wants, and no, he gives chalitza to the second one, right, okay. This same halacha applies to a bentes, who is a cotton, who has a power of bia, right, less than that not. And even if he's 20 years old, but he hasn't brought saras, he's also a cotton. And we already explained that there's differences whether he has simon esris or not. The Gemara will discuss that. Okay. Rashi. She has two zikas on her, right? She has a zika from the original brother who died, Reuven, and now Shimon also put a little bit into her, because he's, even though he's not really married to her, but the Rabbanan, they considered like. So now when Shimon dies, she still has a zika of Reuven plus the zika of Shimon, and she falls to Levi. So therefore, Shiva Maimer Zelo Yosemi De Zikas Nefila Rishona. Just from the Maimer, meaning the Bia of a cotton is like Maimer, she wasn't taken out of the Zika of the first one. There's no Yibum over here completely. It's only the Rabbana. So she really has the din of Yibum on her still from Reuven. The Chola Leo Zikas Nefila Shim, the Rabbanan, she also has now a Zika, what's it called, to Shimon. So now to Levi, she's a woman with two zikas. She has a zika to him from his brother Shimon, the cotton, and from Reuven. Usnan perik arbo achim isha aleha zikas yovam echad lo velo shaleha zikas neivam. And we learn in Asmachta, it's only the Rabbanan, that only a woman who has one zika could be miyabim, but not one who has two zikas. Nosa isha she'enu yavimto velo achim. And then the second case is where he made Bia in what's it called, Rachel, who was Reuven's widow, and then he married another woman, Leah, when he grew up. So Leah is full-fledged wife, and he has a little zika to Rachel, and then he died. So two women now fall to the what's it called, to Levi, one who is Shimon's full-fledged wife, and the other one who is Reuven's full-fledged wife, but has a little bit of Shimon in her too. So Hariza Petura, the second case is where he married a woman when he was a cotton and he died. So there's no Yibum and no Chalitza, because even though they made it like Maimer, they didn't make it that there's a Chiyuv of Yibum or Chalitza. That's much not. The Afa Gav the Biyoso Bia Kedusha of Eno Kedusha. Even though his Bia is considered a Bia, Lagabe Yivama, but Lagabe Stam, a woman, he's not married. And therefore, if he dies, there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. The ain't Kenyan cotton klum at Shiovi Bay Cyrus. Ava be Yavama, Hoel Skukale, Shavi Rabbonika Maimer. By a Yavama, they made his Bia like Maimer. But in a regular woman where there's no connection, the old connection is no Kedushin, is no Kedushin. Therefore, there's nothing. Not even the Rabbana, no Chalitza, no nothing. Then the third case, Imlo Yodes Harishon, Mishahigdil, Rishon, the Cholesis, Lomisabemis, case we said before, that Reuven died. His widow is Rachel, and Shimon lived with her when he was a cotton. So she has a little bit of Zika from Shimon, but she still has the Zika from Reuven. And then, when he grew up, he married another woman, Leah. And that's his full-fledged wife. And then he died. So Leah falls to Levi as Shimon's full-fledged wife. And Rachel falls to Levi really because she's Reuven's full-fledged wife, who never had Yibum. But Shimon has a little bit into her. So you can't make Yibum on Rachel because she has two Zikos. But they weren't gozer that the Tzara should also be Osir, and you make Yibum on Leah. That's what the Tanakhama holds. So Rishon, Imlo, Yodas, Rishon, Mishigdil, Rishon, Choletzel, Mishabemis. The Zika, Shnei Yivom, Imola, Allah. Hoel, Velo Yoda, Mishigdil, Velo Yosim, Yidinifil, Rishon. Had he lived with her when he grew up, then both of them would be his wives. They'd both be co-wives, and one you do Yibum, and the other one is Pasur. One you do Chalitz, and the other one is Pasur. Rav Shimon Omer Miyabim Leizashir. So the less lay Zika Shnei Yivamim. He doesn't hold to this din the Rabbanan of Zika Shnei Yivamim. He holds the Rabbanan never made such a gzeira of Zika Shnei Yivamim. Ubahanami Polig Rav Shimon Barba Achim. And in the Perak Arba Achim, Rav Shimon argues on that. In Lamed Aleph, Rav Shimon also argues that there is no din of Zika Shnei Yivamim. The Cholet Zashniya, the Halav Tzoros Ninu, Lifture Chadim Yim Chaverta, because they're really not Tzoros. Because Rachel was never married to Shimon. So she's not Shimon's, Leah's co-wife. Leah's Shimon's full-fledged wife. Rachel is only his mimer. So the Yibum and Chalitza of Leah isn't going to pater Rachel. Rachel still looks like Shimon's wife. So he has to give her at least Chalitza. That much he has to give her Chalitza. Because she's really coming from Reuven, not from Shimon. So therefore she needs chalitza. V'ibumei tarvayu lo hoil v'havyu tarasa v'miktsas v'maimer d'rabbanan osa l'memer shtei yivamos habos in b'ayisechet mishyabnos. You can't be miyabin both of them, that not, right? Because then people will think, since Rachel has a connection to Shimon, that both of Shimon's wives are having Yibum. That if two wives of a person fall to Yibum, you could be miyabin both of them. That's for sure not. You can only miyabin one of the two. Right, so here it looks a little bit like Rachel has a shaychus to Shimon. So if you're miyabin, what's it called? If Levi's miyabin both of them, it's going to look like when two wives fall from one husband, you can be miyabin both of them, and that's for sure not true. So therefore, the second one gets chalitza. She needs chalitza, but she can only get chalitza, not yibum. Okay. Echad ben Tes, the Echad ben Esrim, Shneim Shavim Lechol Din Shomayla. All of them, both a Ben Esrim who wasn't maybe Cyrus, and a Ben Tes, right, there's a cotton, both of them have the same din. Their Bia is a Bia, and they're considered a cotton. The Chokamah, the Lamaisi Cyrus cotton, as long as he didn't bring Cyrus a cotton. And we said, we'll see if the Gemara is going to mention it, that that's only if he has Simon Isris. Then at 20 becomes a Godel, and he's a cotton till 20. But if he doesn't have Simon Isris, and he doesn't have Cyrus, then he remains a cop until he's 35, and at 35 he becomes a god. Okay. Rash. Gemara. Omar Rava. Hoda Omar Rabbanan, Zika Shnei Yevamim, Michlet Schalzo, Yevume Lo Yemiyabma, Lo Teima Hecho Di Ika Tzora, Di Ika Le Nigzor Mishum Tzora, Da Hocha Leka Tzora, Michlet Schalzo, Yevume Lo Yevamim. Rava says, we see from this Mishnah, that you shouldn't think that the only case where they made the gzera of Zika Shnei Yevamim is where there's two wives. Like the last case, right? The case in Arba Achim, right? You had, Reuven died, and his wife, had Bia or Mimer, right, with one of the older brothers, or Bia from a cotton. Either one, the same thing. But the case over there is where the Godel made a mimer. So Reuven died, and Shimon, his brother, made mimer in his wife, and he died. Okay, he died before he could make Yibum. So Rachel, the wife of Reuven, has a mimer from Shimon, and Shimon had another wife. Right? And then Shimon died. So now, Shimon's Mimer wife and Shimon's real wife fall to Levi. Okay. So the Mimer wife and the real wife look like Tzoras. I mean, they look like they're coming from the same husband, but they're not. One's coming really from Reuven, and the other one's only coming partially from Shimon, and the other one is Shimon's real wife. So if you're Meyabim both of them, right, if you're Meyabim the first one, and not don't give her Chalitza, right, then people will say that somebody who has two Zikas could be Meyabim, Nishyabim, right? If you're Meyabim the second one, right, and give Chalitza to the first one, we're afraid that people will say that you could be Meyabim two Tzoras. Give one Chalitza, and then you could be Meyabim the other one, because they look like they're Tzoras. So they made Gzera because of the Tzara, that you can only give both of them Chalitza, neither one can have Yibum. Okay, that's the case over there in Arba Achim. And the reason is because we're afraid that if you Meyabim either one of them, people are going to say, because you have to give the Chalitza to the other one, people will say, in a regular case of Tzoros, you could make Yibum on one and Chalitza on the other. So, and that's for sure also. Here it's only okay because really they're not Tzoros, but they look like Tzoros. But I might think that where there's no other wife, just the fact that this one has two Zikas on her, that we don't make it, Zera. Comes along Rav and says, no, even when there's no other Tzora, the way the Ritva learns is that we're Gozer one, because maybe there'll be a case where there's two. So we don't let you make Yibum even on one where there's no Tzora, for fear that you'll make Yibum on one of them and Chalitza on the other one when there is a Tzora, and people will think that when there's real two Tzoras, you can do the same thing. That's what Rav is telling us. Rashi. Like the case of Arba Achim over there, Disnan, Gimel Achim, Disu and Gimel Nachrios. Three brothers married to three unrelated women. Rachel, Leah, and Sarah. Okay, are not related at all. Umesechod Mehen, and one of them died, Reuven died, and his wife was Rachel. Okay? And Va'asa Ba'asheni Maimer. And Shimon made Maimer Zagadol. He made Maimer only in Rachel. Umeis, and then Shimon died. So now Rachel falls to Levi for two reasons. One is because she's Reuven's wife, because Shimon never made Yibum. He only made Maimer. But she also has a connection to Shimon because of the Maimer. Okay? Hari Elu Choltzos Los Mesyadmos. And Shimon had another wife called Leah. So they can only have Chalitza no Yibum. The Amrina Bigmara, Izikas Beis Yom Yoraisa Chalitza Lamusiboye, Lechore Losiboy, if Zika Shnei Yevamim is Potter from Yibum Min HaTorah, then they shouldn't need Chalitza either. Or Mishanina Midrabbanan Gzeira Shem Yomru Shnei Yevamos Habos in Bayis Echad Misyabmos. It's only the Rabbanan Din of Zika Shnei Yevamim, because for fear that people will say that two women who come from the same house, where they're really Tzoras, both of them could have Yibum. So therefore, you don't allow either of them to have Yibum. So I might think that that is only where there is a Tzora. Our Mishnah comes along and tells me, no, even over here there's no Tzora. There's only one woman. But she, since she has two Zikos, we asher her for fear of the case when there will be a Tzora, and then it'll come out of Kilkel. Okay. That's what Rava said. Okay, let's go on. Nasa Isha Umeis Tanina Lohadat Tanu Rabban. The case is where a katna married a woman and died. So there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. So that is what's it called? A mission like that, a brace like that. Shota, the katna, should Nasu Umeisu, right? Shota or a katna who got married and they died. Mishnah or a brace? One second. Okay. Bach. Yeah. No. Second, where's this hay? Come on, Kufyud base. Okay. That's where it's brought down. Okay. Shota the cotton shinasu. A shota or a cotton. A shota is the same din as a cotton. They got married and they died. And shoseim turos mina chalitza mina yibum. So they're part of from Chalitza and from Yibum. Okay, now Benteisha Mishahigil. Now the last case that he made the Mimer in, he had Bia with Rachel, and he didn't finish off that. And then when he got older, he married Leah, and then he died. So Leah, his full-fledged wife, falls to Levi, and Rachel falls to Levi with Zika Shnei Yevamim. Okay. So then the Tanakhama holds that he can be miyabein Leah. He can yashnev chalitza to Rachel, and what's it called? Can be miyabein Leah if he wants. Okay. This Mishnah we'll see argues on the Mishnah in Arba Achim. And Reb Shimon holds he could make Ibum with either one because he doesn't hold the decision of Zika Shnei Yevamim. Okay. So Mara says the Yasu Bias Bentes Kemaimer Begadol the Tidcha Tzara Miibum. Lachara, why is this different? We said the B of a Bentes has a din of Maimer. So if you make Maimer in one woman, right, the other one you can't make Ibum on. Two women fall to what's it called? Two women fall from one house. Right, Rachel and Leah were wives of Reuben. Reuben died. Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon. If he made Maimer in Rachel, he no longer can be miyabim Leah. She's nidcha. The most he can do is give chalitza to Leah and give a get to Rachel. But he can't. What's it called? He can't anymore. Make miyabim in Leah. So same thing over here. Lemaisa, this brother lived with one. And his what's it called has a din of Maimer. So if one of the brothers makes Maimer in one of the things, then it passes all the other brothers from making Yibum in the other one. So why over here does a kind of Tanakhama hold that in Leah he can make Yibum, Lechora the Shimon's Bia with Rachel should passel her to all the other brothers from making Yibum. Omarav lo osu bias bentes kemaimer begadol. They didn't make the bia of a bentes totally like the maimer of a gadol, right? So it's not mamish like a maimer. It doesn't passel the tzara. It passels her, the original wife, from then what's it called? Anybody having another brother being miyabim her, but it doesn't passel the tzara. That much they didn't give the koach of a bia bentes. Shmuel Omer and Shmuel says Asu v'asu. No, they did. They made it just like a Maimer and a Chanani. That what's it called? It's pushed off from the other one. See 1 second. The Chena Rabbi Yochanan Asu v'asu. So Mar says the Yasu. Why didn't they do it? Why Taka? According to Rav, didn't they aser the Tzara like a regular case of Maimer? So Mar says Tanoihi and a Chanami. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Hach Tana da Arba Achim, the Mishnah Arba Achim, Gozer Mishum Tzora. Vashmeinim begodl v'lodi mekotin. There is a gzera that if you do, the godl gives maimer, or the cotton even has bia, the din maimer, the tzora can no longer have yibum only chalitza. The high the omer godl mishum the godl koi. The reason it says a godl over there is not because the same halacha wouldn't apply to a cotton, it applies to a cotton too. But since it's talking about a gadol over there, it says a case in a gadol, but it applies to a cotton where it be a two. The high town of the Hoch and Art Mishnah, which says we don't asa the tzara, that the tzara could have yibum, shvira le asu, velo gazer mishum tzara. That they didn't, what's it called, they didn't make the gzera on the tzara, only they made it maimer legabe the woman herself, and not legabe her tzara. Vashmina b'kotten, and that's by a cotton, by be of a cotton, v'wadin lugal, same thing, a gadol made maimer would not asa the tzara. The high become a cotton, the cotton over here is talking by a cotton, so it said the case of a cotton, but it really applied with a gadol. So it's a full-fledged machlokas between these two mishnayos. The mishnah over there holds any mimer, cotton bia, or a gadol mimer, asers the tzara too, and what's it called? The mishnah over here holds it doesn't aser the tzara. Rashi. The yasu bias benteska mimer begadol litchos ishto gemura miibum. To push away the real wife from Yibum, ki ahid the dalad achim, just like the case of Arba Achim, the Tani hare elu cholzos afilu ishto gemura. Even the real wife, not just the one that the other one made maimer in, but the real wife can't have Yibum, only chalitza. Nidches mitnei shehi tzoras baila zika shnei yevamim. She's the tzor of a woman who has two zikas on her. The amaik Tani masnis and shnia o cholzos alishamem. Why does our mission say that the second one can have Yibum? The Chenom Rav Yochanan, also the Yasu. The Yasu, the Amai Miyab Mishnei, why didn't they make such a Gzeira? Tomorrow says,
The Mishnah over there holds they didn't make a gzeira on the tzara, and our Mishnah holds they only made the gzeira on her herself, that a woman who has two zikas can't have yibum, but on the tzara they didn't extend it to the tzara.
Okay, we have the tzadik vav on the days, the last third of the omelet. Also, Rebbe Lazar went to the Medrash, Omer l'shmaisa be Medrasha, below Omer mishmed Rebbe Yochanan. He said this halacha, that the previous halacha of Yochanan, the Asu va'asu, that they made the bia of a bentesh, like the mimer of a gadol, and pushes away completely the tzara from yibum. So he said that halacha in the Beis Medrash, but he didn't say it in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Lazar was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan. He said the halacha, and he didn't quote Rebbe Yochanan. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. So Rabbi Yochanan heard about it, he got angry. Ul the Gabi Rebbe, Ami Rabasi. So they wanted to soothe Rebbe. The Gemara doesn't explain why he got angry. They wanted to soothe his anger. So Rebbe Ami and Rabasi went to calm Rabbi Yochanan down. Omrulay, lo kacho ya maisa visakneses shotzveria. There was a maisa, he told them over a story. There was a maisa in the shul in Tveria, the nagar sheish barosho glustra, right, with a nagar is a door stopper. They used to close the doors with this thing, and it had a glustra, it had a round ball at the top. Shenech lechub Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, right, and they had a machlokis, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, whether either it was mukta or whether it was binyan. Right, it was the halacha is that if you have a door stopper you put into the door, you're adding on to the binyan, so it could be binyan. But if it's tied on and hanging, then it's part of the whole assembly of the door, then it's not called binyan. But if it's not tied on or it's not hanging, it's tied on but it's not hanging, it's on the ground, then it's not a part of the assembly of the door. So some learned that was a shayla over there, whether it was binyan or not binyan, or was it was mukta, because it's not a kli. But it had a glustra on the end, it had the din of a kli. So then a machlokas about this nagar. And it got so heated, the machlokas, that shikaru sefer Torah b'chamosan, until they tore a sefer Torah up. Nor says, karu, they didn't tear it. So it got torn by accident. They were arguing, each one was pulling the sefer Torah to him to bring rayas or whatever. I don't know what rayas you could bring from a sefer Torah, but in any case, they were... Vahayasham Rav Yossi ben Kisma, and Rav Yossi ben Kisma was there. Omar Tmi Ani im lo yia beis haknes hazu avodah zuchav. Right, there's such anger over here, and kol hakoeis kilu ovid avodah zara. I would be surprised if this shul doesn't turn into a church, into a beis avodah zara someday. And the chachavi, and that's what's it called? That's what happened. So what were they trying to tell him? Don't get angry. Right, look what happened. This other case where they were arguing, they got angry. Look what happened. The Sefer Torah was Nikra, and the place became a base of Avodah Zarah. So they tried to calm Rabbi Yochanan down by telling him how bad it is to get angry. Hoder Ikbiri Tvei, got more angry. Omer Chavrusa, right, Nami, what's it called? You're trying to compare me. My student said something not in my name, right? You're trying to compare it to a case where two Talmidei Chachom were arguing who were on equal status. Are you comparing my case to that case? So Ola Gabe Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. So they tried again. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi went to try to calm Rav Yochanan down. Omer Le, Kashet Siv Hashem Es Moshe Avdo, Kein Siv Moshe Es Yoshua. The Chain Osa Yoshua. Pasuk says, whatever the Rav Moshe commanded Moshe, he commanded Yoshua, and that's what Yoshua did. Lo Heiser Dover Mikol Hashet Siv Hashem Es Moshe. V'chol Dover Shomer Yoshua Haya Omer Lohem Kach Omer Li Moshe. Every time Yoshua said something, he said, in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Ela Yoshua Yoshev Dori Stam, Vakol Yodim Shetorasa Shol Moshe. Yoshua said it's Stam, but everybody knew that it was from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Didn't have to say it. Same thing over here. Rebbe Lezer is your Talmud. You didn't have to say it, the Dafka, in your name. Everybody knows whatever Rebbe Lezer knows, he knows from you. Af Rebbe Lezer Talmidcha Yoshev Dori Stam, Vakol Yodim Kisholchahi. Omer Lohem, it may ma iatem Yodim Lefayis Kiven Idi Chavirenu. So Rabbi Yochanan said to his other Talmidim, how come nobody knows how to calm me down like Rav Idi? He knew what to say. Okay, let's see the Rashi till here. Nagar sheyesh barosho glustra sheyesh av. It had a ball at the top of the of this nagar. Baroy l'shvika shumim. It has a din of a kli because you could use it as a pestle. Yeah, pestle. Ushar tashmish. Other purposes, hitting people over the head, whatever other purpose you could have with this this mace. V'nechleku bo v'inyan ne'ilas delis. The machlokus was the gabe using it to lock the door. Rav Lezer osir linodo. Rav Lezer says you can't use it because it's you're adding on to the binyan. Rav Yossi matu v'fishyesh toras kliolov v'mutu l'talklo. So Rashi seems to learn the shayla was what could you be metalklet? Is it stam mukta because it doesn't have a din of a kli, or it has a din of a kli or not? And others learn that the shayla was could you use it because you're adding on to the building. Is it considered a kli, so it's not adding on to the building, or is it become bottle to the building? And then it's also chavrusa nami at talmid es talmidi atem osim chaveri. You're comparing my case to the case of two talmidi chachamim who argued, Rav Lezer and Yossi, who were on equal status. Shatim mivim li raya mi Rav Lezer and Yossi shoyu chaveri. V'chein osa Yeshua heid alav amikra shekol ma she'osa mipi Moshe osa. Everything Yeshua did, he did al pi Moshe. V'afilu ma she'omer stam, even what he didn't quote Moshe Rabbeinu, was all from what Moshe told him. Shari iyef she'bechol dover v'dover she'omer Yeshua omer kach omer Moshe. It's impossible. Yeshua's whole life say everything I say, says in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'afilu hochi ashi krov mipi Moshe hadeh. But it was obvious that it was from Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever Yeshua had, he had from Moshe. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, my time of copy kulei. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so angry? Why did he get angry? Because Rabbi Elazar didn't quote him. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, my dechsev agura ba'alecha olamim, the chiyevshel olam logar b'shnei olamim, says I will dwell in your tent olamim. Mashma, two worlds. Is it possible a person be in two worlds at the same time? El Omer David lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, yirason sheyomru. Dover Shmua Mipi Bolomazeh. When I after I die, they should quote me in this world. To Omer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan himself was the one who said this word. Kol Talmid Chacham Shomer Dover Shmua Mipi Bolomazeh said so sub Dovavos Bekever. That whoever when they quote somebody in this world, his lips move in the kever. Doesn't necessarily mean literally because a lot of times doesn't have lips anymore. Right, just bones. But what I think it means is. That I just said this recently somewhere, I remember where. In any case, Sitzosov means the following. The Maral says that when a baby learns the whole Torah, and then right before he's born, the Malach hits him on his lips. So Maral says, why hit him on his lips? You want to make him forget the Torah? Hit him on his head. You don't remember with your lips. Why on the lips? He says, it doesn't make him forget. It just makes the Torah potential and not actual. It keeps it in a potential. And he has to access it and realize it. The lips are the difference between what's potential and what's realized, what's actual. Right? So when a person dies, he has all that Torah, but he can't actualize it anymore in this world. So therefore, when somebody quotes him, it's so subdovos bekever. Right? In the kever, his Torah now is being actualized in this world in his name, and it gives him a kesher not only to the potential of the Torah that he created, but to the actualization on an ongoing basis. That's the idea, I think. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok ben Zeiri, the Isay Meshimin ben Zira, Mikra, where's a hint to this in a pasuk? The Chikech Kiyen Hatov, Holech Ledogila Meshorim, Doveg Sifse Yisheni. Right? It says, your palate is like good wine. Say, Kekomer Shalanovin. It's like a place where you keep the grapes and they get heated up before they make the wine from it. Right? The heat, the natural heat of the grapes, and bubbles. If you touch it, it's so vicious that the wine sprouts up from it. Ma Komer Shalanovin. Kidna Shemnich Otomet Zboalov. Miyad Dovev. As soon as you put your finger on it, the wine, like bubbles. So similarly, right, chikech, your palate, kiyenatov, dovev sifse yishenim. That's what it says. It
makes the lips of those that are sleeping move. Okay. Rashi, she omr dover shumi pibo umose, she sifosai nos, but kever ki evil anichai. Rabbi Yochanan said, I was matvid that he didn't say it in my name, because it's important that after I die, he says it in my name, so if he doesn't do it now, he won't do it then either. Thinking of a different thing also, someone had just recently quoted me something in a magazine or whatever, and did it right for a change. And I sent them a letter. I said, what's it called? There's a special bracha that says you should be able to see your Olam Haba in this world. So I said, what's it called? After 120 years, it'll be nice to be quoted also. But here you get to see your Olam Haba already in this world. So that's what Yochanan said. If after I die, it's an Indian, I'd like to see it in this world too, that they quote me by name. Dovavos? No, they move. Lashon Dovrishim Arsiach Umavatspates. Right, something that is boiling, right, and bubbling. Komer, Kli Sheminichim Bo Anovim, Achim Eschamim. It's a Kli where they put the grapes to start to ferment. And they get, the natural heat is given off. The Yeno Noach Lotzis. And then they become mushy, so it's easy to squeeze the wine out of them. Kamo Michmer Bisra, the Tamid Nishvat. Okay. Dovev Hayayin Rochesh Vinoah. So the wine moves. If you touch the grapes, it's so liquidy, so vicious that the wine moves out of it. The Yotzei L'mala. Dovev is Prita. I don't know what that is. Okay. Let's go on. Echad Ben Teshonim. So Gemara says it doesn't make a difference if the kid is 9 years old or he's 20 years old and hasn't brought Simon in. He has a din of a cotton. V'raminu Ben Esrim Shona Shalohevi Shtei Sairos. Yaviu Rayeshu Ben Esrim. A person is 20 years old and he hasn't reached puberty yet. So you have to bring a raya that he's actually 20. But who has soris? And he's a soris. He's not a cotton. He's a gadol who's a soris. And since he's a soris, lo chalitz, lo mayabin. There's no chalitza, there's no yibum, nothing. He's mufka. Because it says, what's it called? Lahakim shein, and he's not bar, lahakama shein. Bas Esrim Shana Shalohi Vyashte Cyrus, Yovil Raya Shibas Esrim, Vihi Iolinus, Lochaletsis Lomis Yabemis. Same reason. And Iolinus is also puffed completely. So what do you see from here? Somebody who's 20 years old who hasn't brought Cyrus is not a cotton or a katana. They're a godl who's a Saurus or an Iolinus. Rashi, Lochaletsis, Velomiyabim, Delabar Ukmi Shem, Lochifu. Alma Kigodl Hoshif, Velomiyan Cotton who vi Yamtinulo. Not like the Mishnah says that he's a cotton. He's a gadol, who's a soris. So Mara says, no, ha'itmar Allah, no, there's a qualification set on that case. Omer b'shmuv ar yitzhak omer rab, who should know the lo simoni sris? That's if he has the other simonim of a sris. That means that for a man, his voice didn't change. He still has a high-pitched voice. He doesn't have a beard. Right, he doesn't. What's it called? His skin is very. He has female characteristics. Doesn't have any male characteristics. The same thing goes for a woman. She has simoni islandis, right? Meaning that her voice is deep. She doesn't have a female voice. Her stomach isn't configured like a woman's, but more like a man's. Right, she doesn't have the curvy body of a woman, but a straight body like a man. She, what other things are? She didn't develop her secondary sexual characteristics. Those are simoni islandis and simoni sris. So somebody has those simonim, right? They didn't bring what's it called shtei cyrus, but they have simoni sris. Then at 20, they become a godel, and they're a sris or an islandis. If they don't have simonim, but they don't have simoni sris, then they don't become a godel at 20. Then they're still considered a cotton. And the Gemara is going to say, when do they become a godel? At 35. Let's see 1 second. Omar Rava, Dekanami, you can be medaigus in the Mishnah. Diktani, Vahu Hasoris. Shmami Noah, that Vahu Hasoris means, and in addition to the fact that he didn't bring Cyrus, he is a Soris. He has a simonim of a Soris. That's what the Mishnah means. Moses says the chilol nodulo simoni shris ad kama. So if the guy doesn't have simonim, and he doesn't have simoni shris, then is he ever going to become a godel? Tani dvei rabchia ad rov shnosav. Until most of his life goes, and the Torah lifespan is 70 years, so until he's over 35, he's into his 36th year. Ki osu l'kamei de Rava, when somebody like this came to Rava, he's 20 years old, He didn't have Siman Ishris, and he didn't have Simanim. Right? So Rava would tell him, eat kochosh, if he was skinny, Omer lehuzil avrah, go eat. Right? The reason he didn't bring Simanim is because you're too skinny. But eat bari, if he was fat, Omer lehuzil achush, go lose weight. Because sometimes being overweight or underweight prevents you from bringing your Simanim. Right, the Hani Simonim Zimdin the Nasri Machmas Kechishusa. Sometimes they fall out because you're too skinny. The Zimdin the Nasri Machmas Briusa, and sometimes because you're too fat. So get back to your normal weight, and then we'll see if you're a Sris or you're just what's it called a late bloomer or whatever because of your health. Rashi. The Hushanoldu, Hadik Tani. Right. The who should know do hardik tani the chashvina like a godel kigod should know do lo simon isris the mucha milsa the haidel o maisi mishum the srisu. Then at 20 it's clear the reason he didn't bring simonim is not because he's a cotton, because he's a sris. But you need those simonim and no simonim and other simonim and 20 years old. Av a kol kama de lo chazina be simon isris talin be katnas the chashvina de mo osu. Right, we're a choshish two things. One is maybe he had simonim and they fell out, and what's it called, and therefore he's not a shris, so he's not a god. Ad kama nidom kekotten. Till when is he considered a cotton? Ki also kamei the rova ben chav shelo hevi lemivdat imishum katnas imishum shrisus. When they used to bring a person's 20 to rova to decide whether he's a shris or still a cotton, so he would tell them first go on a diet or go eat. Avruyei achilu vashkiu, feed him ad shebori v'sham, until he'll gain some weight, and then we'll see if maybe then he'll bring the simonim. Hadron lecho isha rabo, hadron lecho isha rabo, hadron lecho isha rabo.